The Morning Show with Johnny and Stephanie on 98.3 The Coast, keeping up with all of the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights. Brought to you by Eau Claire Fruit Exchange in downtown Eau Claire. It's the Daily Dish.
Something really awesome that's happening. You know, you've been probably hearing about the movement about equal pay for the U.S. women's soccer team and the U.S. men's soccer team. Seem to be a big pay gap between the two teams. So people are trying to get that to be an equal amount. Now, Secret Deodorant has kind of joined in on this movement by donating $529,000 to the U.S. women's soccer team, and each player is going to receive $23,000. And they said in a statement, "We proudly stand up and give the number 23 a new meaning. We're doing our part to help close the pay gap by giving the Players Association over $500,000, $529,000 to be exact, the equivalent of $23,000 for each of the 23 players. After all the toasts, the cheers, the parades, and awards subside, the issue remains. Inequality is about more than pay and players, and it's about values. Let's take this moment of celebration to propel women's sports forward. We urge the U.S. Soccer Federation to be a beacon of strength and end gender pay inequality once and for all players." So that's a wonderful thing that they're doing. And I'm sure, hopefully, crossing my fingers, that does get all figured out. And because, I mean, the U.S. women's soccer team is absolutely amazing, and they absolutely deserve to get paid as much or more than the U.S. men's soccer team, because the men's soccer team not doing so well lately. Another big thing that we heard about yesterday, Lashana Lynch named the new 007 in the new Bond movie. Now, she's not going to be James Bond, but she will be Agent 007, which is the first time ever that a female or African American has been named as 007. Now, The Rock has come out and said that he wants Idris Elba to replace Daniel Craig as James Bond in the new movies once Daniel Craig's all done. He says, "I love the idea. We joked and talked about it on set. I think he would make a great Bond." And so we'll have to wait and see. I know a lot of people would love to see Idris Elba, myself included, be the next James Bond. But we'll have to wait until the next James Bond movie that comes out. Who knows when?